Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Podcast available on Stitcher and iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com, the app is Radio League. You can tell Alexa to listen to the show. Thanks for listening. Emily Galata with us. She's the Funny Bone with our friend Pete Lee tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Pete will join us on Monday. He's doing some sort of TV show last night. He recorded last night, right?
He did Fallon last night. His second Fallon.
That's right.
That's right.
It's his second one. And according to Emily, I think he got to panel.
Yeah.
He sat down.
He sat down. He got pulled over. That's huge.
He got pulled on the couch. That's excellent.
Said he crushed, was real happy with it, and got invited over to the couch.
Cool. We knew Pete when he was just an MC, man.
Right.
Good for him, man. Good for him.
Sleeping on the couch here at the condo.
Exactly. Yeah. Piece of crap.
That's right.
Craig joined the program.
By the way, I've been told if you ask Alexa to fart, she can do it on command. Have you tried that?
I don't have Alexa at the house.
Well, have your dad try it.
Yeah. Okay, Dad.
Oh, that's
Alexa.
Yeah.
Will fart.
Yeah.
I thought she says I'd rather not.
If you ask
her. No,
she
says that if sexual favors.
Yeah,
right?
That's okay. When you ask her for a sexual favor, right. She says.
You can play blackjack against her.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
How do you play blackjack against her? Who gives her a card?
She randomly says the number, like what cards you have and what she's showing, and you can choose to hit or stay. Really? I mean, it sounds like you're really going to lose every time.
It sounds like she would say, "Ah, you lost."
Right. It sounds like she's counting cards. Can you beat her?
I haven't played long enough. You can also play 20 questions with her, and she will get the most obscure things.
Really? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's because it's a computer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have arguments with Alexa, too? It sounds like you just sit home with Alexa a lot.
Nope.
Is she a nice date?
Do you have one Alexa to house?
Listen, we already went over the fact that I'm single. So.
All because no ring.
This is really getting filled
in. No ring.
But it's good to see you have a friend.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Are you dating anybody now?
No.
All right. Do you want to date somebody now? If you have an eye on some dude that you really like? And are you afraid of comedians? And I would be if I were you because you hang out with them.
I'm
right?
terrified of comedians. Right, there's a guy I kind of like, but I don't know. Like dating sucks, man. Yeah, I don't know how much I want to.
Are you banging random dudes?
That's even a better question.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Okay. No. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Not random.
Take out the
dude.
Word random.
Random dudes. Yeah, not random dudes. The adjective's important.
Right. Do you have one of those friends with benefits? Oh,
this is very personal.
Yes, sorry. Yes. Well, you're a comedian. You can handle it.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Good. That's all that matters.
Okay.
Good.
That's
happy for
that
you.
That's all that matters.
That's why we ask, because we want you to be happy.
Yeah, we just met her. We want you to be happy.
Right.
Sexually and otherwise.
He's a friend.
Sure.
That's why there's no ring.
Okay. We accelerate from hi, how are you, to who you banging.
Real quick. Real quick.
Sorry
real
about quick. It. We apologize.
Alexa knows who it is.
She's heard a moan.
I've
that's
shared
why.
All this with her.
I bet you have. She's like your secret friend. Now you're sounding sad. Oh. Alexa, can you believe him?
Jeez, I was like, you could do better.
Alexa tells the dude.
Oh, man, yeah, that's true. It does, yeah.
So if it's a guy with benefits, a friend with benefits, I'm not assuming it's a dude, I'm sure, but if it's a guy with benefits, does somebody want to get closer? That always... We've always wondered about that with friends with benefits kind of things.
Those are tricky
situations.
Seems
like somebody always wants to get closer in general.
I think so.
Okay.
I think maybe like when you were younger, I think I'm old enough now.
No, I'm not talking about you, him. Is he falling in love with you?
I doubt it.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Who knows, maybe. I don't. I have to ask Alexa what he tells her. I don't know.
How could he not?
Yeah. There I mean, go. Yeah, really. How could he not?
There you go. There you go.
So, yes, he is.
All right. So Emily's at the Funny Bone this weekend. The guys had to come up to you after the show. Don't you hate that, though? Because I think a lot of men are afraid of funny women. We've talked to a lot of comedian friends of ours, lady friends, they're comedians, and a lot of men are afraid of funny women.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
It's very intimidating. But also, if you listen to my act, it's not...
funny?
It's...
Ouch. I'm sorry. It's funny. I've seen you. That's a good.
I'm not even going to do shows tonight. No. I'm just going to go apply for a job.
No, you teed.
Single. You're not funny.
No, you teed that up. And I'm sorry, Emily. That's not what I meant by that. Colleen doesn't book unfunny people. I know you're funny. I'm joking.
Can we just watch my Conan now?
I'm going to watch during the break.
I'm just saying,
so they're intimidated. Coach, they're intimidated by funny people. If you watch your act, though, I mean, you're funny, so
It doesn't lend well to...
Walking up to
men,
you.
For men approaching me.
Got it.
But I've seen female comedians whose act is pretty overtly sexual. Let's say like Amy Schumer. And she said that all the time she thinks guys will approach her because she talks so much about sex.
Now that she's famous,
she
or
must
she's
be
in clubs.
Easy.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, no, that's true. That's true. And that happens all the time. And I would say, I mean, like the first 15 minutes are about dating.
Right.
And then it's like... I talk politics and like feminism. And,
oh,
like,
cool!
Especially like right after the election.
We're on your side, by the way. Colleen informed you on the way here. We're totally on your side on all your politics. I guarantee that.
Oh, good.
Oh, we are. We're lefties.
Oh,
we're
good.
Lefties that happen to live here.
That'll repel many guys in this part of the country.
Yeah. I also work a lot in the Midwest, so.
No. We're flaming lefties. Believe us.
Some guy.
Colleen knows that. Yeah.
Some guy walked out on me in Michigan.
Really?
Two weeks ago.
Couldn't handle your anti-Trump comment or what?
Yep. He was shouting, if I wanted to watch this, I'd turn on CNN.
Oh,
It was.
They said that's
kudos.
Aren't they the snowflakes?
They really are
the snowflakes.
Oh, my God.
Right? Yeah.
Since for a year now on our show, they've been the total snowflakes.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah. Someone's about to call in.
they ain't calling in. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Go see Emily this weekend. No, almost a big city. You'll like it here, and people are cool. Believe me.
I've liked it. I've been here.
People
before.
Get it. People get it. I've seen people recently bring up the politics on stage, and I'm thinking, I started going, oh man, I'm afraid what the crowd's going to do. And they were told, who was it recently? Somebody said out loud the funny bone. I was there, Colleen, and they said,
was it Mercurio?
Mercurio might have said, Mercurio would just get in their face. But it was somebody just said, who voted for Trump here? And like, nope. And I'm thinking, oh, please don't scream. And there was like, nobody. And it was a packed show I was at where nobody said they voted for Trump.
Was it Carmen Lynch? I think it was.
It was Carmen, yes.
Yes.
It was Carmen Lynch. And I'm thinking, Carmen went there. And I was in the crowd, which is cool, except I was afraid for my city. Because my city sometimes will embarrass me at Funny Bones because they get like that. Yeah, CNN. But nobody said they liked Trump at Carmen Lynch show, and she went off.
No, she hit a good show.
She did. Yeah, she had a good show.
She happened to hit her.
There were
her
people
mark.
That were just not speaking up.
That
I
is true.
To you, there were.
Oh no,
Trump
there had
voters.
To be somebody in there, Todd.
Yes.
Not even like a yell. Like, yeah,
right.
That
is
true.
Yeah, and it was packed too that day. So I don't know.
No, they went with her.
They did go with her. That was
they
it. It was Carmen.
It was,
thank you.
It was awesome. I was proud of them.
Right.
Yeah.
So a guy walks out, I'm a feminist, and he sleazes on you? That's even worse.
Oh, all the time.
I know.
Every time. One of the lines I have, it's so dumb, I hate it. Well, I'm like, here's a joke I tell.
That's
but
okay.
I think
we
it's
don't,
true.
We,
oh, that, where I say, I'm a feminist, which I know is something we're all used to hearing men say.
Oh.
And I'm like, you guys say that a lot where we try to sleep with us.
That, so you're right. You're cutting down lines anyway, so nobody's walking up to you.
Yeah. It's always, I'm a feminist, but I want to try to sleep with you.
Yeah, I'm a feminist, but nice skirt.
So yep.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Preemptive strikes in your act.
I'm a feminist, toots. Yeah. Exactly what it is.
Nobody says toots. Well, Craig does.
Please.
No, he doesn't.
Florida State University study claims that women are happier when married to a less attractive man.
What about the other song, though? Remember the 50s song?
No.
We know. Our buddies are
the other way around.
Yeah. You want to be happy for the rest of your life and never make a pretty woman your wife?
Right.
It's a great song. It's horribly sexist.
Yes.
It is.
All right, you're a feminist.
It is horribly sexist.
Yeah. Or the Dr. Hook, when you're in love with a beautiful woman. It's hard.
You lost me at Florida State study.
And by the way, that's a woman who went to Arizona State.
Yeah.
She said,
no wonder
Florida
we
State
lost her.
Study. It was above her head there.
Yeah exactly.
That's like Ivy League stuff right over there, right? Like Princeton, at Princeton.
The Florida State University of the Ivy League. The researchers believe the reason for this is that the women don't feel the need to diet or exercise
well,
to look
ridiculous.
Sexy with them, with less pressure to look attractive. The women had happier lives, according to these researchers, anyway.
Well, they're talking about complete pretty boys then, obviously, right? Because in general... I mean,
no, to less... they have to be married to less attractive men.
I understand it, but we always... women are always better looking than us. I mean, it's a weird dichotomy. I know what you're trying to say, but these women...
I'm only regurgitating information.
Are they afraid of pretty boys where they got to keep up with?
It's not a matter of being afraid.
They want a guy with a belly, then.
They just apparently would feel more of a need to diet and exercise if the dude was hotter.
Well, we have a female in the crowd, two of them, by the way. Do you feel that?
No, thanks.
Sorry, Colleen.
Yeah, I know. You forget and think
I'm one
of the guys.
A woman too.
I do.
Huh?
No, do you feel that way, Emily? Do you
care? Are we both letting ourselves go together?
Yeah, that's the key.
If
it's together, it's no big deal.
Yeah. Right.
Men don't care about it. That doesn't affect men at all. So,
Want your wife to be prettier than you. We do.
Well,
and they are.
You just want a guy who will treat you nicely. I mean, if we're being
that's
real honest,
that's all.
Funny,
that's
but
all.
That's all it is. And I think very attractive men tend to be D-bags.
There you go.
And that's the thing. And so, yeah.
So don't be a D-bag, Craig.
The husbands seemed to be basically more committed, more invested in pleasing their wives when they felt that they were getting a pretty good deal.
You meet somebody and you find people attractive. There's more to relationship after you've been together a long time than how hot they are. Although you want
I think it's
I like that being nice.
Men marry up and women marry well. I think is the
That's
how it works.
That's why. You're scaring more dudes for this weekend. Not that you need any guy walking up to you. You know.
No, some women are always looking for the upgrade.
Well, money.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Or whatever.
Melania.
Oh, my God. She used to crawl up on that. No, I don't think that's happening. That ain't happening.
Wow.
They haven't
once.
She
really married up, right?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sure she thought so at one point.
Well, probably.
Green card, a lot of money.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Is,
He was never, it wasn't like 1985. She married him when he was old.
That's not worth it.
Yeah, but there still had to be some romantic notions going through her head.
This guy has money, This is the same guy that told her, I'll give you a baby, but you can't lose your shape. Remember, he told her that out loud. I'll give you a baby, but you can't lose your shape. And by the way, as he explodes.
Mm-hmm. As he finishes his ninth McDonald's hamburger.
Exactly.
Oh, it is nice. Well. But we knew a guy like that as well.
That what?
That didn't want his wife to get pregnant because he was afraid that she would lose her shape.
And by the way,
he was a fat ass.
He was a fat ass. And I know exactly what you're talking about. We're not
going to
mention who it was on the air. Nobody knows him anyway. But we do. All three of us know that guy. And that was so lame. He was a fat ass.
He really was.
At the time.
It's shocking to me that he got married in the first place.
I know. Yeah, us too.
Oh.
Wow. I remember her being a sweet lady. I really do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Enlisted military.
We're feminists.
Oh, obviously.
How you doing?
Yeah. Obviously.
Creepy.
Most stressful jobs around, enlisted military personnel is at number one, according to careercast.com. That makes perfect sense.
Because when you're called up, you could be going to war and you don't get paid much.
Being a soldier can be stressful, is what they're saying.
I would think
perhaps the most stressful job available.
Yeah.
Is what they're saying.
No argument
this study?
Here.
Florida State.
Florida State.
And then it's firefighter.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Airline pilot at number three. Thanks, pilot.
Yeah. I'm lots of lives in your hands.
A lot of responsibility.
I'm still amazed at those guys. I really am.
And then police officer.
Yeah.
And then the fifth most stressful job around, according to careercast.com. Event coordinator.
A lot of pressure, too, to get things right. A lot of people bitching at you.
Everybody probably
bitches at you. A lot of people in your ear.
I'm not buying it compared to the other five, though, you mentioned.
Yeah, can you imagine your job being just like every weekend you're dealing with a wedding reception?
No, I think that's why they're stressed.
That's my definition of hell.
Event coordinator.
I don't think they're stressed. I think they're depressed.
I think so, too. Yeah.
I think they just hate their job. Yeah.
On the other end of the scale, the least stressful jobs, medical sonographer. I imagine that's sonogram.
Okay. Yeah, but you know that.
Well, you're just reading the sonogram.
Are you reading it or are you doing it?
I don't know what a sonographer is.
Yeah, I was just saying, we don't know what it is. What is it, puss?
You read. Yeah, he knows.
You read sonograms.
You can look it up. That's why I'm saying.
Do you read them or do you do them?
You do them.
I think you just start. You're doing them. You're taking. Because you're not delivering the results, which could be stressful.
And by the way, you're not allowed to say anything. That's true. Because, I mean, I went through two of those and actually one miscarriage. And.
No, those are ultrasounds. I think that's different than a sonogram.
Oh, what is sonogram?
Well, okay.
No, sonogram, same thing.
Sonographer or ultrasonographer.
Okay.
Healthcare professional, frequently a radiographer, but may be any healthcare professional with the appropriate training who specializes in the use of ultrasonic imaging devices.
I'll tell you what. You know, I'm surprised that it's not stressful because I've seen that. My wife had like a mass in her breast at one point, and we had to go for that about 5 years ago. And when they were doing it, she goes, I was looking at her face to see, because they know. Mm-hmm. I mean, she might not be a doctor, but she knows what she's looking at.
Right.
And I go, can you tell us anything? And they go, oh, the doctor will be in. And they have to stick with that face.
They can't say anything.
And the same with the baby, too. They have to stick with that face.
They
the doctor will be in. Right.
This thing looks stillborn.
So I,
they don't say that.
Right. Now, this lady, I got the mask thing that turned out to be nothing, but I got something out of her because I said, no, you just can't walk out and tell us that. You got to. And she goes, well, it looks pretty normal. She did say that, but I don't think she was even allowed to say that. So I was surprised that's not stressful.
Broadcaster is the number seven most stressful.
Easily.
Oh, I get easily. It. I get it because there's a lot of turnover in this business.
You got to watch what you say. Edit.
Well, and you get fired and you got to get ratings, you know? So when people bitch about our jobs, a lot of people that don't do this bitch about it. You guys work 4 hours a day. Yeah, you're right.
Yep. Yes, we do.
Comedians work less. But you're always doing your job in your head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Always research.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And nobody's going to hire you if you're a bum. If you're not funny.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, they hire you because you generate revenue for the club.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They hire
broadcaster.
Us.
All right, Craig. Stressful job.
More of the least stressful jobs. We did the sonographer. And then the hairstylist at number two, mm-hmm. audiologist, and then university professor and medical records technician, the least stressful jobs.
You know why a lot of those jobs you mentioned, they're very stable. You're always going to need the sonogram guys. You're always college professors get tenure. Once they're in,
yes. They're
not getting fired. You want a couple other ones you mentioned there that you're just going to keep that job.
Audiologist guy.
Nobody gets fired.
Looks at people raising their hands all day.
Raise your finger. Yeah.
Our pilot buddy just checked in.
Yeah. Why is that stressful?
Besides,
souls in your hand.
His words here, it says, interesting, I don't feel stressed at work at all. Just careful and deliberate in everything I do, but not stressful at all.
Oh, good. Could he fly all my planes?
Yeah.
I don't want this stressed out pilot.
No, I'd rather have the calm, collected guy.
Yeah.
That's why I was surprised.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Because I've asked pilots before, when you drive to work and park the car and go in the airport and get in a plane, is it just like me getting in a car and driving the car? He goes, yes.
Yeah.
He's deliberate about it, obviously.
They're not sitting down there thinking, you know, I have 150 lives at stake here. You really can't overthink that.
Wow. Yeah.
No, maybe he's confident, but it's stressful because he's got to rely on somebody up in the tower.
Right.
They just had a near miss in San Francisco two days ago.
It's not the pilots, it's the people.
Right. Yeah. You got to rely on somebody else to tell you, go around.
Plus, imagine the stress of Sully from the time they hit the birds to the Hudson.
That's why I won't watch that movie. I'm sure it's good, but I can't watch that movie.
Tipping the scales in the stressful direction.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Stressful.
Yeah, and then the other least stressful jobs follow the same pattern, as Tyler said. Compliance officer is another one. Jeweler. You know, a pharmacy technician.
Yeah, these are jobs that are needed and always available.
Operations research analyst. Least stressful.
Now, if they're least stressful. Does that mean most easily replaced?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a job that the ones you mentioned all have skills.
Yeah.
They're actual skilled labor. I mean, they're skilled jobs. You have to go to some sort of schooling for those jobs. So once you get that job, you probably don't get fired.
You've got job security.
That's
and
it.
You don't have lives in your hand.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You can show up with a slight hangover.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hazmat team was called to the Pensacola, Florida tax collector's office this past Wednesday. A substance was discovered on a license plate. Workers in the area also thought there was a chemical smell coming from it. There was panic in the office. So they eventually tested this and found that they were afraid of Bisquick.
Well, yeah.
Why was Bisquick?
What do I know? How am I supposed to answer that?
You know, I can see that. I can see that like 17 years ago, right after 9/11. I can see that. But now, we're afraid of just taste.
Well, they thought they smelled something.
That's Bisquick.
Well, they thought they smelled some sort of chemical smell.
Was the car running?
Yeah.
With license plates?
Whatever it was I said, I meant it.
He said, yeah, license plate.
Yeah, license plate. Discovered on a license plate.
Okay.
Yeah. Bisquick.
Well, I remember where Bisquick goes, is on a plate.
Well, back in the day when we would get to like kilos of blow, we'd bust it up with a license plate. That's how we'd chop it up.
No,
stressful.
We never did that.
Instead of a driver's license.
Selling blow is stressful.
It is.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
You're damn right.
Totally.
Always looking over your shoulder.
Emily Galatis is with the Funny Bone with Pete Lee. And go do some TV in a little bit. Come back. Come on back.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.